Welcome to episode 1 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, SOX in your VoiceOver toolbox. SOX stands for Sound Exchange, and it is spelled S-O-X with the letter O being lowercase. SOX is presented as the Swiss Army knife of audio manipulation, and indeed it is. SOX is a command line tool, no GUI. But don't let that deter you. We'll go over some of its capabilities that will make you glad you have it in your audio toolbox. Here's today's audio technology factoid. Digital audio levels are frequently expressed in dBFS. That means the number of decibels below full scale. Full scale is the value 0, so a dBFS value is always preceded by a minus sign. That means that you will never see a dBFS value above 0, because like dividing by 0, it is undefined. Decibels are not linear. They are proportional expressions, and we can delve into them in more detail at a later time. But a decibel is a comparison between two levels, and a decibel level is meaningless without being in reference to something else. In the case of the dBFS measurement, that something else is the maximum possible digital level, which is stated as 0. That is why the level meters on most audio equipment and software uses the largest numbers to designate the lowest levels. Those are negative numbers, similar to the analog VU meters that had negative numbers up until 0, and then the scale turned red higher than 0. In the digital world of dBFS, you can't go into the red. If anything, it will only result in clipping and sound awful. The takeaway is that if you want your sound to be awesome, keep your peaks at least several dB below 0 dBFS. Today's feature Linux audio tip is SOX, the command line sound exchange utility that is spelled S-O-X, with the letter O being lowercase. SOX is presented as the Swiss Army knife of audio manipulation, and indeed it is. SOX is a command line tool, no native GUI. But don't let that deter you, and if you're on Linux, it should not. We'll go over some of its capabilities that will make you glad you have it in your audio toolbox. With your interface with SOX on Linux being the command line, that makes it well suited to use with bash scripts. That's not only to record your audio, but to do some automatic pre-processing also. Most Linux systems use the Advanced Linux Sound Architecture known as ALSA. SOX has similar commands as the sound recorder and player for the ALSA sound card driver. For example, you can play a file in ALSA with the aplayfile.wave command, but you can play the same file with the simpler SOX command of playfile.wave and get ASCII art level indicators in stereo, the time played and the time remaining in the file play. SOX also displays the file size, bit rate, encoding such as signed PCM, as well as its channels such as 2 at 16-bit, its sample rate, its replay gain, and its total duration. That's a lot more useful information for a command that is shorter to type, if even by one character. The record commands for the respective utilities are similar, and also the command is A-record, and in SOX it's simply REC, R-E-C. I like to use SOX to record my voice audio, then process it before importing it into the audio editor. This gives me a lot more control over the sound level, quality, and other factors than trying to do that in the editor itself. You do this through command line arguments given to SOX. For example, if you want to ensure you're recording at 44.1 kHz, provide the REC command with the argument -R44100, with no comma in the 44100. If you also want to record in mono, provide the REC command with the -C1 argument to tell it to record in one channel. -C2 tells it to record in stereo, and some clients ask for that. One of the very cool things that SOX can do is to concatenate sound files. This produces a target sound file that is the equivalent of the two files being added in an editor. Only this way, you don't need to mess with the editor. If you try to use the cat command to combine sound files, the result will only be the first file, even though the others are in the file after it. SOX rewrites the file header to allow the player to play the whole sound file, not just the first source file part of it. The target file won't have the metadata that was in the source files, but that's a good thing, as you'll probably want to add new metadata for the new combined file, and there's no use for header data deeper into a file that was meant to be at the beginning of the source files. And your original source files are untouched and left as they are. A very cool SOX feature. Changing the tempo of a sound file is when you make it longer or shorter, but do not affect the pitch. This works for both playing files and converting them, such as from a .au file to a .wav file. The SOX command syntax is simple and to the point. To play a file at twice the speed, the command is play file.wave tempo 2.0. This will play the file in half the time of the source file. To make it take twice as long to play, the command is play file.wav tempo 0.5, which will slow it down to twice the play time of the source file. And if you're looking for an extra tool to create sound effects, consider adding the SOX reverb option to your toolbox. We've only scratched the surface on what you can do with SOX. There's so much more we can explore at another time. Next time, we'll cover Audacity, your go-to editor. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.